So, what's changed, if anything, in your language or the kind of pressure you're getting from people to consider this now?
Well, I think it's the pressure that's just caused me to give an honest answer to a question that's asked, which is that I've never said I would never do it, and now I'm just saying I'm thinking about it because that's what people are asking me to do. It's as simple as that.
Well, a lot of people have always said John Tory is the best mayor the city's never had, so you're getting more or less of that now?
There's more of it, I think, because there's more discussion going on, and, you know, we don't know the complexion of the race. I think it's way too early for anybody, including me, to make a decision, but I'm just being honest and saying that I'm thinking about it because a lot of people have asked me to do just that.
Well, as far as being honest, you would like to be mayor of Toronto, right?
I ran for the job 10 years ago. I have so I obviously had a keen interest in the city then, and nothing has changed in that regard. I've been doing the civic action thing for a number of years now, so I have a lot of ideas about where the city should go. Whether that takes itself to public office again, we'll see. But I just was being honest in saying that I'm thinking about it because people have asked me to.
Well, you've also been honest in saying that you have no interest in running and losing. You've kind of been there and done that. And those who know you well know that this kind of campaign is not something that either you or Barb or the rest of the family want to go through again unless you're quite sure you can win this thing. What is it going to take, do you think? I'm not probing here as a sarcastic journalist. I'm just, what kind of assurance do you think you and the family are going to need in order to even do this?
Well, you've got it right. It's a very complicated thing from the standpoint of your personal life and family, and you've also got it right. The character-building experience of losing I've experienced, and I don't necessarily think I need to do that again. But, you know, it'll take a complexion of the race that says there's a need for a fiscal conservative who is very committed to city-building and to helping make the city fairer as well as stronger, and we'll see what unfolds. It's way too early to tell, but I'm just being honest and saying I'm thinking about it, and we'll see what happens from there.
Okay, John, thanks.
Talk to you, John. Bye.